What do I do when I get the blues? Getting the blues, periodically is totally normal. And it's also no fun. Whether it's the weather, whether it's the pandemic, whether it's loneliness, lack of direction, hopelessness, no movement. It's the material. The blues are the blues. But instead of them lasting forever, you can take the upper hand. This is what this article is about. What do I do when I get blue because I see parents taking care of their children, even though they're already adults? When I feel that I was never loved and never will be. I see a lot of that nowadays. I guess it always goes on, but because I walk, I see it more. Parents participating in home improvement projects with their kids. Parents visiting with their kids. In the 11 years after I moved out of my parents' home, my mother came by once, and my father, never. Comparing makes me feel alone, unloved, unlovable, and depression threatens to close in on me. So I am sitting here, playing freestyle, observing as the mood is washing over me, and recall what I invented for myself during our soaring method workshop. That one time when my mother came by, she brought me jars of homemade blackcurrant jam, not very sweet, seedless, skinless, black gold. She made it just for me. She didn't like it, my brothers didn't like it, and the fruit grew at her vacation house. But still, she made it for me. This was, in all those years, the only thing I could translate as expression of love, and I decide that I can't be all that bad, if my mother bothered to make those preserves for me. So in the methodology of the soaring method I invented that I'm for whom my mother made blackcurrant jam. And life, when I say that, brightens up. I am suddenly not that unlovable daughter. I am the one my mother made blackcurrant jam for. I am weeping as I am saying that. I recall that she also hugged me once. For real. Maybe it was for show. But who cares? She hugs me. Tite talks about memory happiness. This is what he probably talks about. In the darkness of all those memories, they were sunny moments. I have more sunny memories about my father. I think my father loved me, although he never really showed, but as an empath I can tell. One of the steps in recreating yourself as someone you can love is to alter how you see yourself, alter who you intend to be, who you declare yourself to be. There are many ways to get to these declarations, several of them is inside the soaring method I teach in a two-session workshop. It is magical. In fact, the methodology is based on the book Inkwat, The Art of Soaring in Krat, and the same Russian authors also published Inkwat, The Power of Luck, a user manual in Inkwat, where they turned to magic to cause luck and other good things. Really worth reading. Unfortunately, they only have the physical books. No Kindle version. It is fun, and it is magical. Unless you don't have a magical bone in you, unless you are boring and stiff like a dead tree, the soaring method is going to work for you. How do I measure that in the starting point measurements? Number 25, how inspired can you become? And what level are you now if your inspirability is below 10, this course is not for you. You can't be inspired, and you are dead man walking. Or alternatively, you have an entitled soul correction, where everything is due to you. And unless it is a pile of money, it is a Inkwat, may, it is due to me. Inkwat, you also don't have the capacity to appreciate or be grateful. You are not stuck there. But getting over the entitlement is a tough road to hoe. Another measure is number 30, do you have enough energy to do the work? If it's no, this may be entertaining for you, but it won't work for you. One of the reason I like to start people on improving their physical health because most people don't have enough energy to do the work it takes to grow emotionally and spiritually. And I am adding a new measure. I will call it the curiosity factor. It is inversely related to the about me score. It tells me how much of what I say you hear or don't hear because you are just not interested. I really would like a lot of people to do the soaring method. I think it's fabulous, it is fun, and it works, unless you are too rigid. I am still learning how to release people from rigidity, which is a huge handicap. To make it a lot more appetizing to do the course, I am throwing in the Love Yourself workshop I have been talking about how weak. Nothing to do, I'll just add it to your account, both on the computer and in the mobile app. If you already have the Love Yourself workshop, I'll find another gift to give you. This offer is only valid till Wednesday midnight, September 16th, New York time. Here is the generous buying link. Get the soaring method, and if you're not late, the Love Yourself. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/the soaring method. The two courses approach the same issue in different ways. And you'll see that there are many different ways to change who you are for yourself. But unless that changes, your life, your experience of yourself will not change. And that would be sad.